The Pope's visit will provide guidance to Mexico concerning issues which are very much a matter of life and death. Estimates widely and wildly range about just how many people will attend the open-air mass on Sunday in the central state of Guanajuato. It's likely to be well in excess of 250,000. This has become a main feature of papal visits to Mexico. The patient faithful camp out overnight as temperatures plummet, and then stand in the broiling sun waiting for a glimpse of the Pope, listening intently to his words of comfort and advice. Many Mexicans greatly appreciate the fact that 85-year-old Pope Benedict has come all this way to visit a country where, in spite of an array of challenges, the Catholic faith remains strong. Many are eager to listen to his views and his teaching about topical issues. The Pope won't be visiting high-altitude Mexico City, where legislators from the left of center Party of Democratic Revolution, the PRD, has voted in gay marriage and adoption rights for gay couples. But his views about this will be heeded. Pope Benedict has talked about the devastating effect of Mexico's drug war on its young people. He's stressed the need to recognize the murderous greed which fuels this vicious spiral. It's already cost more than 50,000 lives and spawned the worst crisis in living memory in Mexico. The drug cartels announced a truce during the Pope's visit. People here want so much more. They hunger for the Pope to make a keynote speech about ending such utter madness, which is cutting down the flower of the country's youth. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.